It's Bill Leff and Dave Ennett sitting in for Wendy Snyder. Our guest right now is Dr. Paul DiPompo. Paul is a psychologist, an author, a speaker, a researcher. He's done several studies having to do with cheating, and he has co-authored a new book called The Other Woman's Affair. Paul, thanks for being here. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great. Hi, Bill. Hey, Dave.
Nice to talk to you. Here, this is a jarring statistic. I read this right off the top, and right off the bat, I'm scared. In the United States, up to 40% of married couples are having affairs. Please tell me that's inaccurate, please.
No, it's true. Up to 40%. You know, there. I was listening to your show yesterday, and there's a lot of Scott Steiners out there. You know, but they all don't have the same amount of luck as he has. And actually, yeah, it's actually very prevalent, especially in areas like the New East Side, Lincoln Park, Gold Coast. You know, the more affluent areas, it's even worse.
And why would that be?
I think that, you know, you could think of it from an evolutionary standpoint. I mean, a lot of times these people are very affluent. They've got a lot of control and power, and that's a very attractive quality, and people are drawn to that. And then people who are actually engaging in the affairs often have beliefs that they should be able to, you know, that they should have what they want. They deserve it. So it's a slippery slope.
Doctor, why are people, and I guess we're talking more about women, why are they willing to talk about this?
I know, it's interesting, because to us, when we were doing the study, we were nervous about this. This study took about 3 years in total, but when you think about it, if there's up to 40% of people who report having affairs, and you know only 10% of these actually work out, it leaves, in the country alone, it leaves about 15 million people that are just sort of left as the other. And there's so much shame involved with it. And you know how the media often portrays these people as, you know, harlots and, you know, like Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction and things like that, you know. But they even lie to their therapist. So even though it was very hard for them to talk about, once they saw that our research was real and that there was no judgment, and they really didn't care what we thought because we weren't their therapist, we weren't a friend or anyone like that, they were really anxious to talk about it. And the word spread, and we spoke to many, many people for many hours, and we followed them over the course of the relationship.
Paul, what in your findings have you found that people who do tend to engage in an affair are more likely to make this a multiple thing? Is it usually a one-time deal, and they go, okay, I strayed, and I know what it is now, and now I'm back to my wife or my husband, or has it become like a serial thing for them?
A lot of times, we mostly assessed the other, the man or the woman who was actually involved with this married person. But when we look at the married person, a lot of times it is not an isolated event for them. But for the other woman and the other man, it's often a single event for them. They're not seeking out a married man. More often than not, they're actually duped, thinking that the marriage was over, and they believe that, you know, that this is special enough. Once they actually learn the true status of the relationship, their heart's already in it, and they're in this crossroads, compromising their values, believing that it's true love. And so the anxiety really pops up for them then, because it's like they feel like this has to work out. I already compromised my values and my morals. So for the married partner, it could be quite of a serial thing, but the other isn't quite aware of that.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? They get into this either not knowing that the other person is married, or believing that if they are married that the marriage is on the rocks and they're next in line, and it just doesn't end up working out for them.
Yeah, we call it like a Ponzi love, because, you know, it's like a Bernie Madoff situation. They've given, and they're expecting that payoff. In the beginning, the payoff's great. The first 4 months are bliss. But then after that, and the reality sets in, they're just hanging in there anxiously, hoping that payoff will come, and only 10% of the time it does.
We're talking to Dr. Paul DiPompo. His new book is The Other Woman's Affair. He's done extensive research on this. How much of this is just plain sex? I'm sure that plays a key role in any affair, but is there more to it than just that?
Well, you know, for the man, you know, there's let's just, even though this happens with men and women, if we're talking from the standpoint that the man is the married one, there's four main reasons. One, the man is high on narcissism. You know that the guy who's very attractive, chiseled, charming, and he believes he should have what he wants. There's another man who's more the lonely type. Maybe his wife's a little bit wearing the pants too much, invalidating him, and he feels like, you know, he feels very lonely. There's the sexually deprived man who the sex with the wife wasn't that good in the beginning of the relationship. He hoped it'd get better, and he just feels like he's completely missing out. And then the fourth type is really the Mr. Ready, someone who's really at peace that the relationship ran its course and is truly ready to move on. That's the rarest type, but the book helps you ferret out all those people. But for the woman, it's really the sex is not the most important part. She often feels like this man is going to, on some level, heal her situation, because a lot of times she grew up in a situation where she didn't have really good attachment to one of her parents, and she learned that the harder it is, you know, the more it'll be worth it, and she's really hoping for that emotional payoff in that true partner.
Paul, you can hang on for a little bit, right? You're good with time? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Our guest is Dr. Paul DePompo. His book is The Other Woman's Affair. If you have any questions or comments, this would be the best time to call or text in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Dave Ennett sitting in for Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's us. It's Bill Leff and Dave Ennett. Wendy Snyder's on vacation. We're talking to Dr. Paul DePompo. He has written a book called The Other Woman's Affair. Paul, years ago at a different radio station, we were doing a topic of infidelity, and we had several people, not just one, not just two, but several people call in and say basically the same thing, that they had an affair and it was the greatest thing for their marriage. How can that be?
Okay, so for the married couple, when an affair is discovered, it is an opportunity. I mean, one way to look at it is that the discovery of it is an actual gift, because sometimes, well, more often than not, when a relationship is running its course and it's starting to go down a path where you're living parallel lives, you need something big, right? You need something big then to shake it up and realize that there's something wrong. And hopefully in these situations, the person who had the affair is willing to do big things to make the changes. But then the other person, let's just say the man has to do big things, but the woman, she's going to have to do some things as well, because even though no one is but the man is responsible for his behavior, still both partners in the marriage do things that sort of set up a situation to grow apart. So it's an opportunity for change and real growth. We actually, at our practice, we do marital retreats, and we really help in a very short time these couples find out why this happened and how to rebuild effectively.
But you would never recommend this to a couple, would you?
To have an affair?
Yeah.
No, that would go horrible.
I would think so.
Yeah, that would go horrible, because a lot of times you end up one person ends up falling for the outside person, and then it's a train wreck. But it's sort of like don't let a catastrophe, you know, get worse. Take a catastrophe, turn it into something good.
But it brings up the question of trust going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And just as when the affair begins, and let's say a woman gets involved in an affair with a married man,
yes.
What's to say that even if he leaves his wife for her, mm-hmm. that he isn't going to leave her for somebody else down the road? And how can she ever trust him?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great question, because if this person is the kind that wants to avoid conflict, that's one of the biggest scary pieces of the equation, because if he's avoiding conflict with her and getting his needs met on the side, he's very likely to do that again. So the married partner has to have a timeline and actually follow through on what they say. We've got to see the steps. Behavior is way more important than what they say. So, and he's also got to be open and transparent, willing to have the difficult conversations. If you feel like this man is just telling you what you want to hear and reassuring you, but not having the difficult conversations about how he's ambivalent and confused and he's not being completely honest about it, that's a huge flag. And he has to engage in really big behaviors to show his commitment, like open up his phone. Don't be a secret to everyone. Let his best friend or someone during this process know who you are. If you're not seeing these signs, I would say you're very likely to get more of the same in your relationship with him.
It's funny you say that, and here's why, Paul. I always hear stories from people who say, my husband was cheating on me for 9 years. I had no idea. That's not possible, is it? If somebody that close to you, your husband or wife, is having an affair that's lasting years and years and years, there's no way you can't know it, is there?
Well, you're right. I mean, a lot of people get those feelings and then they tell themselves lies and things like that as a coping skill. And a lot of times that's what we saw these women were doing that were in these relationships. They would see all the signs that this person is not completely in it, but they would splice them off. And when you splice off reality, that's what makes you sick. It makes you start to feel anxious or depressed because you have to work triple hard in order to splice things off. And that's what I see. And we see a lot of wives in this situation too. They come in, they're depressed, they're anxious, they can't really put their finger on it. And then sometimes we suggest they trust but verify, trust their husband, but yeah, look a little bit more, and often, you know, they find things. So women and men, they should trust their instincts. And you could trust someone but still verify. That's not a bad thing.
Right. Here's a text from 630 area code. They want to know if there's any stats on how many women just flat out end the affair once they find out that the person they're with is married. Do you have stats like that?
We don't have stats like that because the criteria for the study was that they were in the relationship when they knew it was an affair still, but pretty much every woman and man that we spoke to that was in the situation did break up with that man briefly and then felt and it's such a hard attachment break that the man was able to kind of work their way back in. So initially they did break up, but through that grief, they told themselves things like, maybe this is special, maybe this is the one, maybe I could heal him from sure. his wife's issues.
Yeah.
Doctor, if you had one piece of advice for mm-hmm. either a woman or a man who finds he or him or herself in one of these relationships, what would it be?
The last thing we would want them to do is to wait or to put their life on hold, which so many do, and take two steps. One step, make sure you're moving on with your life so you feel like you're taking care of yourself regardless of what happens with this relationship. And two, make sure you have a timeline with this person that you're willing to follow through on. And if you can't follow through on that, then get help and be honest with your therapist.
Do you ever hear stories, Paul? I know this is extreme, but I'm sure you have at some point heard a story from a guy who'll go, hey, my wife told me to have an affair. She wants me to have an affair. It makes life easier for her if I'm having relations with some woman that's not her. Is that possible?
I've heard that many times in my practice, but it's often a test. So, you know, be careful for that test. And then if that's really true and that's not a test, you know, the man would need to question whether he wants to really be in a relationship with somebody that, is it really the intimacy and the partner, or is it the situation that she wants? Why does she want to maintain a relationship like that?
So by test, you mean essentially it's like, it's almost a trap. It's the wife saying, mm-hmm. sure, go ahead, see what you got. And then if you find somebody, that's the problem.
Right. This is somebody often who doesn't want to really be in an intimate relationship anymore with her husband, but she doesn't want to take the responsibility for calling it quits and wants him to be the bad one.
We have a couple of texts that ask almost essentially the same thing. They're worded differently, but it's almost the same thing. Mm-hmm. So your thoughts on this. They both say words to the effect of, I could see having an affair after you've been married for 25, 30, 35 years, but what about young couples in their 20s who have just gotten married and are already having an affair? That's never going to work, is it? That's a recipe for disaster.
It is, and I think a lot of it, unfortunately, is coming up with the Y generation. They want to be free, and they don't want a lot of rules or inhibitions, but at the same time, they want a close, committed relationship, so there's a whole conflict of interest there. And personality disorders, you know, like narcissism and things like that, they're actually on the rise. So if you've married someone and you're a young married person and this person, your partner, meets the criteria of someone who is a little bit higher on the narcissism side and doesn't like conflict, that is setting up a situation where you really have to be careful because you have a high chance of some infidelity happening.
Sure.
Not to digress, why is narcissism on the rise?
Narcissism on the rise because the way everyone's trying to figure that out, but what researchers are thinking most of all is that the Y generation was taught to be so entitled that they really are growing up believing that they should have what they want when they want it. And that's not a good mix for a long-standing relationship that's going to have its ups and downs.
Paul, as you say that, Dave and I are sitting on Michigan Avenue. I'm looking out the window watching several people taking selfies of themselves, and I'm shocked that narcissism is on the rise. I can't believe it. Shocking.
I agree.
The book is called The Other Woman's Affair. Paul DePompo is the co-author of that book, available wherever better books are sold. Paul, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend. All right,
take
a quick break. Did I say books are sold? I think sold is probably the right.
Well, they're also sold.
Books are many times sold and then sold in that order. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news and then more show coming your way next. It's Bill and Dave on WGN.